Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jay Smith, the president of the FEI Group. Many of you know FEI Group used to be called Floor Expo. Jay, how you doing?
Doing great this morning. You, Kemp?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. I'm glad you could be with us on the show. You know, we wanted to talk to you because we hear what's going on with the economy, at least from a GDP standpoint. They say we've been in recovery for three quarters now, but everybody out there in the flooring world, flooring is the last thing that gets installed. So, you know, we're starting to see little early indications on the remodel side. But with you being our kind of our eyes and ears to the builder segment, both on the multifamily side and the single family side, what are you seeing out there?
Well, recovery is a personal thing, isn't it? yeah, that's I think is how it affects us. And you know, as you know, here at the FEI Group, we're looking real strong at builder, you know, single family homes, and of course the multifamily segment. And probably in a good position to talk about it today because we were just with all of our members up in Chicago. We had a little gathering, so. Got some good input from around the country there. We'll take you asked the question on both. We'll take builder first. What I would say is mixed, which is very different than we would have answered it even a few months ago. Mixed is good. Mixed is better. We're seeing certain markets are coming back a little bit now. I'm certainly seeing the spirits up across the board, certainly across our membership. I guess if I had to you know, pin it down, we're seeing a slow, choppy recovery, but consistent, and we certainly are seeing some happier signs lately, Kemp. So we're bullish that it's going to get better. New homes were up 27% in March. You saw that. Still way too low a number, but that's a good thing. You've got things like Pulte projecting a profit for the year. Very much not the case last year. You got D.R. Horton, who just announced its second quarter in a row that they actually were profitable. So I do see some good things happening in the builder segment today. Mm-hmm. I tell you another thing that's interesting, Kemp, is that some of these big builders are sitting on a lot of cash. They've cut costs so aggressively that they've been able to build up some nice cash on hand. A couple of them have more than $1 billion, if I'm reading it correct. Pulte, KB, Toll are sitting on that. And what that's going to do, and it's starting to do really, is you're seeing some land actually starting to move, which is certainly new and encouraging. Land prices are starting to go up. Toll alone's purchased 3,000 lots since last fall. So, you know, saw Pulte recently buying some stuff outside of Phoenix. So we like that. We're pulling for them.
Yeah.
And on the multifamily side, you know, we're really coming into the sort of the prime time for the multifamily market. May 15 through September 15, you get 60-70% of all the relays going on. So we're very much hoping for a better 2010 than 2009, because as most know, that was off some 20% last year. So in tight times, these property managers try to get extra turns, and we're hoping that they did that last year, and that we're definitely going to see an uptick this year, where it's time to freshen up these units. And of course, we'll be down in New Orleans at the big NAA show in June. And we'll be seeing all our customers, and we're doing national advertising with our good partners at Armstrong, and also Glidden Paint, which is a new program for us. So we're optimistic about this coming sweet spot for multifamily this year.
Well, so you were just together with your membership, you said, and up in Chicago. How's your membership doing?
Our membership is doing fantastic. All things considered, it's been really the perfect storm. As it relates to, you know, the business climate in the last 3 years. I mean, people talk about a slowdown. I talk about a stoppage, really, in home building. So it's been tough, and the vast majority of our members have weathered that storm. Unfortunately, we've had a few great businesses and good friends that, for a variety of reasons, got caught up and, you know, weren't able to. But if you look at overall, Kemp, we couldn't be more happy with where we are. Times got tough, and we got going. I mean, on the membership front, just to hit on that quickly, we've added 16 new members just since late January across all of the FEI group. So we're very happy with our position and our response to some of the tough things that have gone on in the marketplace.
Now, you're both cabinets and flooring, those 16 members, how many of them are focused in the flooring area?
Of those recently, mm-hmm. and we just got one cabinet one that came in this morning, we got the membership docs, it's literally 8 and 8.
Okay.
We've added, and I think more than numbers, because we've, you know, here at FEI Group, we've never been about numbers. It's about having the right players
right.
across the country. And I think that's where I'm sort of most proud of what's been going on lately, is folks are know this is the place for them, and we're getting some quality names added to the roster of our network.
Yeah, and we talked the other day. Actually, you picked up somebody in Minneapolis that you were real pleased to get, weren't you?
Minneapolis was an area that we had a change there, obviously. We've added a company called Hammernix, 60-year-old business, big single-family player, you know, nice, respectable amount of commercial work up there on the flooring side. On the multi-side, we've added a company called Value Plus. Scott Beerling, our old friend Pat Shaughnessy, is there now. Big job in multi, very rapidly growing company, and two good players. You know, staying up there in the Pacific Northwest, great floors, the Chattertons.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
nobody any more respected.
Yeah, we know
well
Doug.
Liked.
Yeah, we know Doug
Chatterton. Yeah, you know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows him. They're a great operator. They got what, a dozen stores. Really, the major player in the Pacific Northwest. And you know, I could go on. We just it's not just numbers. It's never been about numbers. It's about the quality of the players wanting to do a few things together to improve their fortunes and the fortunes of the segment, and certainly the fortunes of our partner suppliers. And that hasn't changed, but we do have some new players since the market is so different.
Well, and just so everybody knows, this is a net gain for you too. I mean, it's not like, I know a few fell out, but you've gained all, you know, these 8 flooring, total 16 more. I mean, you're growing is what you're saying.
I looked at it year over year. We're up 15% on total member companies year over year. Mm-hmm. Which is an awesome thing to be able to say with what's going on in our segments. The cabinet business being new certainly has not hurt that effort.
Right.
But, you know, as I just sort of rattled off some names that folks will know, we're adding them in the flooring side as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when we do our top 100 in November, in good times, you guys, you always have a large ranking, a lot of members on our top 100 list. So it's going to be nice to see those on our list get back up into the numbers where they had been as this market recovers. But it's still probably going to be 11 before we see real strong recovery on the builder side, don't you think?
No argument here. No argument here. I think it'll be perhaps you'd have to look another year or two out in front before you begin, or even further perhaps, to see those kinds of numbers. But another thing I think you'll see on your list is you're going to see some new players. This has been a crazy moment, and you're going to see new players that are aggressive, that are growing, that are putting new tactics and strategies in place. And you're going to see those guys that have survived and are thriving and are still there, and you're going to see them accompanied by some newer names.
They're coming to you. Obviously, they think they're going to get something out of this relationship. What is it? What is the compelling service that you offer that makes them want to join up with you, you think?
Well, that's a great question. I think it has to do with, for 12-plus years, we've been honing our ability to drive member value, and that's why they come first and foremost. I think they see the association that we have both with other members. They see the caliber of who's a part of our network. They see the caliber of our partner suppliers and our relationship that we have with them, which is one of openness and honesty and about truly adding value to the channel. And they like what they see. And I'll tell you one thing that I think is perhaps unique in what we do, Kemp, is that they see what we don't do.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with the types of top sophisticated players that we are, it's important that you drive value where you can. It's also important that you stay out of their way.
Right.
And you don't get involved in areas unless the organization can bring value there. We like to say we march together as an organization, but there will be no hand-holding in the FEI group. And I think that players of this caliber appreciate that, and I'd go so far as to say I think we're perhaps the only place for these types of guys that want the advantages of aggregating that strength in certain areas while maintaining totally their independent nature.
Yeah. You let entrepreneurs be entrepreneurs.
You couldn't stop them if you wanted to,
yeah.
So we don't endeavor to, and I think that's the key.
Okay, great. All right, Jay, well, I appreciate you talking to us. Been wondering what was going on in the builder segment. Been talking to Jay Smith, president of the FEI Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.